The program for Monday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. It's really great to greet you on this Monday morning as we start another week of broadcasting together. I would call your attention today to the Word of God, 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning with verse 6 and going through verse 8. Listen to the Apostle Paul with me. Paul says, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Yes, the Apostle Paul's life was nearing the end. He would be executed soon. He knew it. And he accordingly writes to Timothy. Hard times were in store for the churches. Persecution and apostasy were ahead. Therefore, he especially urges Timothy to fulfill his important work as an evangelist. The churches needed him as never before. Paul considers his situation at the moment, looks back over his life as a Christian up to that point, and he triumphantly anticipates the end. "I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." As he has many times used the figure of the various Greek games in his writings, he now uses them again. His life had exemplified the good fight of faith in the cause of Christ. Also, from another viewpoint, he had been running a race, and it was now successfully finished. He has played the game by the rules. He has kept the faith. Now he can joyfully and assuredly say, "There is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me in that day." The word for crown here is stephanos in the Greek, the victory crown, or more exactly a wreath, given to the athlete who won the race. For Paul, it was a victory crown given in connection with righteousness, not worldly things, by the righteous judge. The Lord is cast in the role of a game official or judge who determines the winner. Paul was completing his life in victory. The Lord said in Revelation 2:10, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown," or the stephanos of life, the victory crown. Eternal life would be Paul's. Heaven would be his home. Paul appends what he has said with some words that bring all of us under the scope of what he has just said. This victory in heaven assuredly would be his, but it was not limited to Paul. It was and it is open to all. Let's notice what he said again. He said, "Finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Yes, the victory crown is for all who will successfully run the race like Paul. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people, those who are ready for it. It is for people who really want to go there, who yearn for the coming of the Lord, love his appearing. In addition to this scripture in 2 Timothy 4:8, Hebrews 9:28 reads, "So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation." Paul writes in Philippians 3:20, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Then Paul wrote in Colossians 3:1-2, "If then ye were raised with Christ," going back to Colossians 2:12, "seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth." Consequently, we are commanded not to love this world, 1 John 2:15-17. In order to experience these feelings and aspirations, we must undergo a radical change. We must become disenchanted with this world and see how utterly empty and vain it is, how awful sin really is. We must become new creatures in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, wherein all things have become new. Then we can yearn for heaven like Paul. We'll talk more about this tomorrow, and I thank you for listening today.